City and state crews have been busy in Petersburg today, cleaning up damage caused by heavy rains and winds. This morning, a large landslide blocked Mitkoff Highway in Petersburg. The storm also caused an extensive power outage and downed multiple trees and electrical lines. The Alaska Airlines cargo terminal lost a substantial part of its metal roof to the wind, and several vehicles around town were damaged by falling trees. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
State Department of Transportation workers used backhoes and other heavy equipment to clear the landslide between 6 and 7 Mile Mitkoff Highway throughout the day. DOT Highway Foreman Ted Sokol directed the effort to clear the huge pile of mud, rocks, and trees that blocked both lanes for several hours.
Pretty much covers the whole road all the way across, about 12 feet high, probably 150, 200 feet wide. There's trees in there at least 4 feet through, so we got our loaders here, and we rented an excavator from Rockin' Road. We're going to get this cleaned up hopefully in the next 4 or 5 hours.
There was still a lot of muddy water running off the steep mountainside above the highway as the crew worked, and there were two blocked culverts that caused the drainage ditches on the side of the road to back up with water. The slide was one of several problems the crew had to deal with. The DOT's Mike Etcher said there were a number of downed trees further out the highway.
We drove out the road for inspection, and we started cutting trees
About Omer Creek,
because the wind was really hitting well there, and we got out to Black Reef, cut two more, and we came back, and more on 19 Mile, right down at the fur farm, everything, just there's whole patches, there's more that are going to come down.
Meanwhile, the line carrying power to Petersburg from the Tyee Lake Hydroelectric Plant also went out shortly before 8 in the morning, causing an island-wide power outage. Even before that, falling trees cut the power to the Frederick Point neighborhood. The city made several repairs to the lines and turned on the backup diesel plant, restoring power to most of the town within a few hours. However, a downed power pole near the Petersburg Bible Church on Sandy Beach Road left part of that neighborhood without power for longer. Crews also worked into the afternoon to reestablish power for residents out the road. There were no injuries reported, but at least a few parked vehicles were hit by falling trees or debris around town. Over at the airport, high winds ripped a substantial part of the metal roofing from the Alaska Airlines cargo terminal. Alaska Airlines employee Gail Andrew was in the passenger area next door.
And I was in the lobby, and I heard this big ripping, roaring sound, and looked out and saw the roof flying across the road onto another car.
Everybody's safe, though, it sounds like.
Yes.
All right, thanks.
Just a little wet back there. It's really wet.
City and state officials urged the public to stay indoors and avoid driving while the storm continued. Numerous businesses and agencies closed for the day due to the storm and power outages. Petersburg City Manager Carl Hagerman was busy checking on the various problem spots around town. As we spoke, he received several updates by cell phone, including a call about his own home.
That was a call. There is a tree leaning against my house, evidently. But a small one, so not to worry.
Beyond the power line issue, downed trees, and Alaska Airlines, Hagerman did not see a large amount of damage to the city.
I think the power lines and some trees down have been the biggest issues that we're seeing. There's a lot of water moving around, so we're trying to monitor ditch lines and culverts to make sure we don't get any backups there and have any roads wash out because of overflowing ditches. But I think predominantly it's the wind damage that we saw earlier with trees coming down on power lines and the airport damage.
According to National Weather Service data, Petersburg saw peak winds of at least 40 miles per hour between 7:30 and 8 in the morning, though other observers in town reported gusts up to 70 miles per hour. Wind gusts in Wrangell topped out at just over 50 miles an hour around the same time. The Weather Service reports the highest wind gusts in the area, just over 111 miles an hour, happened at 4 in the morning at Lincoln Rock near Prince of Wales Island. Winds diminished in the afternoon. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.